March the 22nd, 2023, Exodus 28, Dressed to Kill. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for your word this morning. Grace and peace, my brothers and sisters. My name is RJ, and I welcome you to another episode of God is Faithful and Just, with all things being relational. And it's Wednesday morning, family. It's a great day to be here with you. Hoy es miércoles. God is truly good. It's the day after the meeting with my brothers on last night, our small group, our men's small group. And we'll be taking a break for the next 3 weeks, I think it is. And we'll meet back again in April. But what truly blessing was on last night, just being able to just bask in the presence of the Lord and hear our brothers share and communicate one with another and share stories and share about the gospel and share about how God is truly good. And we know that many of us desire prayer, and we'll continue to lift one another up in prayer, our family members, those different challenges that we have and the different things that we're going through in life, whether it be our job, whether it be, you know, us being at a certain place in our life, and we're ready to look to others to help them come to that certain place as well. We know that there are many ups, there's many downs, there's many challenges, many joys, and many sorrows. And we'll continue to bless and pray for one another. A family that prays together is a family that stays together. We're in community doing life one with another, and God is truly good, and I thank him for that. Lord, we thank you. We're continuing in Exodus chapter 28. The Lord our God is continuing to be particular, precise, and purposeful in the building of the covenant of the ark. And he's been dealing with the altar and various different specifics about how to build it. And now we're coming to the priestly garments. And the Lord our God has allowed us to entitle this particular episode, Dressed to Serve. Oh, hallelujah. Be clothed in the right garment, family. Let's go into his word. Exodus chapter 28. Be blessed on today. Dressed to serve. Then bring near to you Aaron your brother and his sons with him from among the people of Israel to serve me as priest. Aaron and Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. And you shall make holy garments for Aaron, your brother, for glory and for beauty. You shall speak to all the skillful, whom I have filled with a spirit of skill, that they make Aaron's garments to consecrate him for my priesthood. These are the garments that they shall make: a breastpiece, an ephod, a robe, a coat of checker work, a turban, and a sash. They shall make holy garments for Aaron, your brother, and his sons to serve me as priest. They shall receive gold, blue and purple, and scarlet yarns, and fine twined linen. And they shall make the ephod of gold, of blue and purple, and scarlet yarns, and of fine twined linen, skillfully worked. It shall have two shoulder pieces attached to its two edges, so that it may be joined together. And the skillfully woven band on it shall be made like it, and be of one piece with it, of gold, blue and purple, and scarlet yarns, and fine twined linen. You shall take two ox stones, onyx stones, and engrave on them the names of the sons of Israel, six of their names on the one stone, and the names of the remaining six on the other stone, in the order of their birth. As a jeweler engraves signets, so shall you engrave the two stones with the names of the sons of Israel. You shall enclose them in the settings of gold filigree, and you shall set the two stones on the shoulder pieces of the ephod as stones of remembrance for the sons of Israel. And Aaron shall bear their names before the Lord on his two shoulders for remembrance. You shall make settings of gold filigree, and two chains of pure gold, twisted like cords, and you shall attach the corded chains to the settings. You shall make a breastpiece of judgment in skilled work. In the style of the ephod, you shall make it of gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet yarns, and fine twined linen shall you make it. It shall be square and doubled, a span its length and a span its breadth. And you shall set it in four rows of stones, a row of sardis, topaz, and carbuncle shall be the first row, and the second row an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond, and a third row a chikith, an ajate, an emeth, and the fourth row a beryl, an onyx, and a jasper. They shall be set in gold filigree. There shall be 12 stones with their names according to the names of the sons of Israel. They shall be like signets, each engraved with its name for the 12 tribes. You shall make for the breastpiece twisted chains like cords of pure gold. And you shall make for the breastpiece two rings of gold, and put the two rings on the two edges of the breastpiece. And you shall put the two cords of gold in the two rings at the edges of the breastpiece. The two ends of the two cords you shall attach to the two settings of the filigree, and to attach it in front to the shoulder pieces of the ephod. You shall make two rings of gold and put them at the two ends of the breastpiece, on its inside edge next to the ephod. And you shall make two rings of gold and attach them in front to the lower part of the two shoulder pieces of the ephod, and its seam above, the skillfully woven band of ephod. And they shall bind the breastpiece by its rings to the rings of the ephod with a lace of blue, so that it may lie on the skillfully woven band of the ephod, so that the breastpiece shall not come loose from the ephod. So Aaron shall bear the names of the sons of Israel in the breastpiece of judgment on his heart, when he goes into the holy place to bring them to regular remembrance before the Lord. And in the breastpiece of judgment you shall put the Urim and the Thummim, and they shall be on Aaron's heart when he goes in before the Lord. Thus Aaron shall bear the judgment of the people of Israel on his heart before the Lord regularly. You shall make the robe of the ephod all blue. It shall have an opening for the head in the middle of it, with a woven binding around the opening, like the opening in a garment, so that it may not tear. On its hem, you shall make pomegranates of blue and purple and scarlet yarns around its hem, with bells of gold between them, a golden bell and a pomegranate, and a golden bell and a pomegranate around the hem of the robe. And it shall be on Aaron when he ministers, and its sound shall be heard when he goes into the holy place before the Lord, and when he comes out, so that he does not die. You shall make a plate of pure gold and engrave on it, like the engraving of a signet, holy to the Lord. And you shall fasten it on the turban by a cord of blue. It shall be on the front of the turban. It shall be on Aaron's forehead, and Aaron shall bear it, or bear any guilt from the holy things, that the people of Israel consecrate as their holy gifts. It shall regularly be on his forehead, that they may be accepted before the Lord. You shall weave the coat in checkerwork of fine linen, and you shall make a turban of fine linen, and you shall make a sash embroidered with needlework. For Aaron's sons, you shall make coats and sashes and caps. You shall make them for glory and beauty. And you shall put them on Aaron your brother, and on his sons with him, and shall anoint them, and ordain them, and consecrate them, that they may serve me as priests. You shall make for them linen undergarments to cover their naked flesh. They shall reach from the hips to the thighs, and they shall be on Aaron and on his sons when they go into the tent of meeting, or when they come near the altar to minister in the holy place, lest they bear guilt and die. This shall be a statue forever for him and for his offspring after him. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you for your word, Father God. Dressed to serve. Glory, hallelujah. It will forever be embedded in my mind and heart how precise and purposeful God is. Everything that he says and does has a purpose. We may not always know what it is or even recognize it, but know that he wastes nothing. The final garments for the priests included tunics, sashes, and headbands. Such artistically woven items of beautiful material set apart Aaron's sons and gave them glory and beauty, the scripture says. Those who were to minister in the names of glorious and in the names of our glorious God were to be dressed gloriously. Glory, hallelujah. All of these stipulations and requirements had to be carried out so that the priests did not incur guilt and die, is what it says in verse 43. Just think about that, family. What should come to mind is how God sees us today. Glory, hallelujah. You know, clothed in righteousness by the blood of Jesus is what I think about. In fact, this reminds me of the scripture out of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 and 5. In fact, I'll read it. For we know that if the tent that is our earthly home is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Glory, hallelujah. For in this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling, if indeed by putting it on, we may not be found naked. For while we are still in this tent, we groan, being burdened, not that we will be unclothed, but that we would be further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, as a guarantee. Glory, hallelujah. Family, we are clothed in the righteousness by the blood of our Savior, empowered by His Holy Spirit, therefore dressed to serve, that we might hear those encouraging words, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." Father God, we thank you. Thank you for being particular and precise and purposeful in all that you do, all that you say, and creating us in all that we are. We know that we have a specific plan and a purpose, and we thank you for your Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us into that truth. Blessed be your name, that name that is above all names, Jesus, Yeshua, the Anointed One. Glory, hallelujah. Be blessed today. Be encouraged today, family. Be that encouragement to those that are around you. Be that light in this dark world. You know, as I read the many different headlines that are of the things that are going around the globe, we know that we need to be in the right position to give God's word to those who are in darkness. For we groan and we long for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. So be blessed today, family. And those of you, my friends, we are excited. And why we are excited? Because we know that this is the moment that we get to speak to you personally, those of you who do not know the Lord Jesus as Savior. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God said, if you confess your sins to Him, He is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Oh, hallelujah. This is your time. This is your hour. The Bible says, if you call out the name of Jesus out of your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead to pay the penalty, the price for your sin, you shall be saved. You shall walk with the family of believers. You shall call God Abba, Father. Glory, hallelujah. You shall be in right relationship with the God of this universe. And we want to walk with you, family. This journey was not made to be walked alone. We want to do life coming alongside you. We love you. Indeed, we do. Grace and peace be upon you. And we look forward to being with you here again on tomorrow. And in the meantime, family, be a blessing to those around you. Glory, glory, hallelujah.